We have seen where worship is used as a weapon in the life of Hannah and Jehoshaphat. We have another dramatic display of this in the New Testament in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas have been ministering in Philippi. They have seen the Lord open the heart of Lydia and her household. They have witnessed a little girl be freed from her demonic possession. But that was where the real trouble started. The owners of the girl no longer had their cash cow. And as a result, by official decree, Paul and Silas were stripped and beaten and then tossed in a jail. So put yourself there. You're in downtown of whatever city you live in, and some thugs surround you because you have just put their illegal business out of business. And they beat you repeatedly. And then only after that, you're thrown into jail. But you have to imagine the right type of jail. It wouldn't be like anything we have today. So there you are in the dark of night, bleeding, joints out of place, and you are shackled to the wall. What do you start to do? Well, you may start to pray. Well, that makes sense. We understand that. But notice what else Paul and Silas were doing in this passage. It says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Worship was their weapon. The Spirit of God uses our worship as spiritual warfare against the enemy, to confuse, to overcome, to defeat. You know, worship is not the chanting of some magical incantation. Worship is the declaration of truth in which you believe. And when you do that, the enemy sees where your strength lies. When Jehoshaphat ordered the choir to go forth, it was confidence in the Lord that they were displaying. When Paul and Silas were in prison, their singing was confidence in the Lord. It was a display of their trust. And when Hannah left her son Samuel in the hands of Eli the priest at the end of 1 Samuel chapter 1, it was confidence not in Eli, but in a sovereign God. She savored his deliverance in giving her a son, and she savored his sovereignty in being able to look after him, which is what leads her into worship. Worship is a weapon. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Jirai Life Word broadcast heard throughout Vietnam and Cambodia.